The Swimming Pool Library by Alan Hollinghurst. Read by Samuel West. She reads at such a pace, she complained. And when I asked her where she had learnt to read so quickly, she replied, on the screens at cinemas. The flower beneath the foot. Chapter 1. I came home on the last train. Opposite me sat a couple of London Transport maintenance men, one small, 50, decrepit, the other a severely handsome black of about 35. Heavy canvas bags were tilted against their boots, their overalls open above their vests in the stale heat of the underground. They were about to start work. I looked at them with a kind of swimming, drunken wonder. Amazed at the thought of their inverted lives, of how their occupation depended on our travel, but could only be pursued, I saw it now, when we were not travelling. As we went home and sank into unconsciousness, gangs of these men, with lamps and blow lamps and long-handled ratchet spanners, moved out along the tunnels, and wagons, not made to carry passengers, freakishly functional, rolled slowly and clangorously forwards from sidings unknown to the commuter. Such lonely, invisible work must bring on strange thoughts. The men who walked through every tunnel of the labyrinth, tapping the rails, must feel such reassurance seeing the lights of others at last approaching, voices calling out their friendly technical patter. The black was looking at his loosely cupped hands. He was very aloof, composed, with an air of massive, scarcely conscious competence. I felt more than respect, a kind of tenderness for him.